Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is January 30th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Perioperative myocardial infarction / injury after non-cardiac surgery. Association between cardiologist evaluation and outcomes. Perioperative myocardial infarction or injury is a common cardiac complication observed after non-cardiac surgery. In a multicenter prospective study, cardiologist evaluation of patients developing perioperative myocardial infarction or injury was inconsistently applied within active surveillance programs. This inconsistent evaluation was primarily due to staffing constraints. The study highlighted a significant variability in specialist involvement for this high-risk patient population. Article number 2. Long-term exposure to wildfire smoke, particulate matter, and incident stroke, a U.S. nationwide study. Long-term exposure to wildfire smoke fine particulate matter, specifically PM2.5, constitutes a growing public health concern. While short-term exposure is established to impact cardiovascular outcomes, the long-term effects on incident stroke remain significantly understudied. Data from Medicare beneficiaries aged 65 years and older from 2007 to 2018 were analyzed to investigate the association between prolonged wildfire smoke exposure and stroke incidence. This research established the critical need for further understanding this environmental risk factor's impact on cerebrovascular health. Article number 3. Pushing the limits of death rapid ultra-oxygenated recovery without pre-implant heart reanimation in circulatory death with prolonged no-touch period. Researchers developed a novel method for rapid ultra-oxygenated recovery of cardiac allografts from donation after circulatory death donors. This technique enables successful heart transplantation without the need for traditional pre-implant heart reanimation, a process historically used to ensure graft viability and function. This innovative approach expands the donor pool for adult heart transplantation by optimizing graft retrieval. Clinical application considerations persist regarding its global use, particularly in scenarios involving prolonged no-touch periods. Article number 4. Circulating mitochondrial transfer-carrying dihydrorotate dehydrogenase reduces oxidative cell death in prolonged cold-induced cardiac reperfusion injury in heart transplantation. This study demonstrated that circulating mitochondrial transfer-carrying dihydrorotate dehydrogenase reduces oxidative cell death in prolonged cold-induced cardiac reperfusion injury during heart transplantation. Prolonged cold myocardial ischemia or reperfusion injury characterized by mitochondrial dysfunction and oxidative stress significantly limits cardiac transplantation success. Dihydrorotate dehydrogenase is a crucial mitochondrial enzyme for redox homeostasis and ferroptosis suppression, but its clinical utility is hindered by a short ischemic half-life and poor targeting. The research developed cardiomyocyte-targeted mitochondria designed for sustained delivery of this enzyme, effectively mitigating this form of injury. Article number 5. 1-year outcomes in patients hospitalized for heart failure with reduced ejection fraction prescribed quadruple medical therapy at discharge. The residual risk of poor clinical outcomes among patients with heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, HFrEF, prescribed quadruple medical therapy at discharge, remained incompletely characterized in U.S. clinical practice. 1-year clinical outcomes and healthcare costs for Medicare beneficiaries hospitalized with HFrEF receiving quadruple medical therapy were evaluated. The study found important data on the post-discharge trajectory of these patients, despite optimal guideline-directed medical therapy. This research identified existing gaps in understanding long-term prognosis and resource utilization for this population. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.